2014. Welcome to it. Hopefully it's off to a good start wherever you are. If you're on the East Coast, however, it might be a little cold. Doug Seven is out on travel day today. He's driving across country. He left Washington, D.C. yesterday. He's somewhere outside of Knoxville, Tennessee today. And this morning, he's back on the phone. He's calling to say hello to us again. All right, Dougie, come in, please, from Knoxville, Tennessee, our mobile unit. Doug Steffen, out and about.
Dougie on the phone.
Where are you now? Are you near? Have you been to the Waffle House yet, sir? He was there. He's laughing like he was there, like I caught him.
No, but I'm just looking at the sign. I'm going to stop at a Waffle House probably in the next. I must tell you, in terms of those who follow the traveling that I do here and there, I had the best night's sleep last night that I have had. And what makes it even more interesting is that I stayed in a room that cost me $49.
Wow, that's a bargain. What was it? Wow. Was it a chain or was it like a mom and pop?
No, it was Motel 6. It was the last
Tom Bodette
room.
Was there, leaving the light on?
Yeah, the light was on. There was only one light in the room, though, so that's...
Just that one was on.
Yeah. So here's the story. I told you, for those of you who are just joining us, I let the inmates run the asylum this morning for several reasons, neither of which are probably important to retell. Jennifer probably told us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through this blizzard last night, and I felt like I needed to get so far, and then I didn't find a room. I stopped at a place, this little town in eastern Tennessee. I couldn't find any hotel rooms because everybody had stopped because of the storm. So then I drove another 40 miles, and I came to this town, and, there were all kinds of hotels and motels. So I went to four or five of the bigger name chains, and there was no room. And at this point, I was really pooped having pushed through that blizzard. So there was a Motel 6, and there was a vacancy sign. So I went over to the Motel 6. I went in, very nice fellow, and they're very dog-friendly. And so I said, okay, I need a room. And the sign says $39 all the time. And so he said, it'll be $49. And I said, the sign says $39. He said, yeah, but you're the last one. It's the last room. And my boss told me I could get $10
more. you got snuggered on that one. So did you pay the $10 more?
Of course I paid the $10, $49. And I had...
That's a racket.
The bed was horrible. I mean, there was hardly warm water in the thing. It was not... You know, it was, and I'm not a snob. When I travel, I like to stay in nice places, but I country in suites and places like that, Fairfield, those places are okay because they're usually friendly for dogs, and if they aren't, I just bring Charlotte in the back door. But the essence of what, you know, it's not the Sheraton, it's not the Marriott, and so it's, but it was the most sound sleep I have had that I can remember. It was just over and out. And
there were no lights in the room.
That could have been it. So, anyway, the essence of, there are two things that I sort of want to lay on you. You can do what you want with them.
Mm-hmm.
I found a magazine in the hotel. I remember where I am. This is Tennessee, Mississippi, and this is God love all the patients that carry me in Tennessee and Mississippi and Arkansas. But there's a, let's face it, there really are, in some of these states, a different attitude toward people who have a Massachusetts license plate on their car or truck. There just is.
I'd agree. You mean because people from Massachusetts are more elitist or not down-home good folk?
The Southerners don't like, I don't say this, this is not a blanket thing, because more and more people are moving into these areas from the north. But in general, there's something about a Massachusetts license plate that gets people cranked up down here. And so I've become used to it kind of when I drive through here. Nor I have property in other places, so oftentimes I'll register a car mostly cars that I drive across in the other
states. Getting any one-finger salutes welcoming you to the state of Tennessee?
Well, not yet, but I got a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked up in this place where I was a magazine called The Uncivil War. truths your teacher never told you. And I flipped through the first four or five pages. This is a serial television program or a serial radio discussion about the things. The first page talks about how Lincoln shut down all the newspapers that didn't agree with his position on slavery. And it goes from there. But, you know, I know what I'm going to read, but I just want to kind of, I'll read it tonight when I stop. And I hope I'm going to get to Amarillo tonight. We'll see. But I'll read a little of it, and then we'll talk about it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting to note anecdotally what the various parts of the country have, that even though we are a united country when it comes to somebody outside who would come in and harm
absolutely
us, we are very united when those things happen. But
mm-hmm
when we focus on the internal runnings, politics, attitudes, religions, things like that, we are a very, very divided country.
Well, I have to tell you, you bring up the Civil War, and I don't even know if we've had this discussion or not before, but on my mom's side, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. I'm a certified Dar. My family was from the South, very southern, in North Carolina. That's where both my mom's mom and mom's dad
came from. There, but Kenny is from, I forget whether it's North or South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. So what did you, I'd be interested in listening to the two of you talk about this for a minute. I know Roberta's from New York, so she doesn't have anything to add to the conversation.
But, well, she can play along because she's got the northerner perspective. But what was really interesting for me after my grandmother passed away and my mom and I cleaned out her house and, you know, we're putting away some of her stuff, and she didn't have a lot of riches or a lot of belongings, but probably her most prized possession was this set of silver that she had. And it was passed to her from, I think, her grandmother. And the silver was in our family during the time of the Civil War. And what's really interesting about it is that the initials from my great-grandparents are carved into the handle of the silverware. Because when the Northerners would come into town, when they started pushing into North Carolina, into the state, people would bury their valuables in the backyard, and they would put their initials on it so they knew who belonged to what. And it's just very telling, whatever side you were on during that battle, that there was so much divide and so much hatred that the northern soldiers would come through and they'd, you know, they'd steal stuff as they went through. Not that that's necessarily unexpected. I mean, it was a wartime, but people had to hide their belongings and their valuables just to make sure everything that they wanted to keep safe was still safe.
I believe the reference is to the spoils of war.
Mm-hmm. Ken, did you have any stories like that in your family? I mean, growing up in North Carolina, it's still a big part of the story there of many people's families. Did you have anything like that?
What I found really kind of interesting was taking Lisa back there in the last year or two and noticing things that I had just taken for granted, like the way that there is a Civil War statue or monument on every corner, every street, and she was really kind of surprised by this. Why are they glorifying this? And I said, it's not that they're glorifying this. The people who live here had family and
mm-hmm
friends who fought and died.
People died.
And that's their monument to them.
Yeah, and it was...
I think a lot of people who weren't in the South, this isn't about slavery or about
right,
any
who
of
was
the things
right or
the
wrong
war was about. This is about a war where it was brother against brother.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people there, it's about family.
You know, that's what an interesting concept, and I bet one that hasn't crossed a lot of people's minds. As you said that, Kenny, I was thinking how powerful that statement is. We have these stats. How many people come from, I mean, I'm thinking about in my town of Framingham or the little towns in Massachusetts where I do all my farming that have these, they have a common, and they'll have, in the common, they'll have sort of a gathering place, and 9 times out of 10, just as you were saying that, I would ask this of people who are listening, visualize or imagine or bring yourself around to. If you live in a town where there's a town square, maybe even you don't. I mean, I'm thinking of Cincinnati, St. Louis, places where I have worked or been. I don't think Baltimore. I could think of a place in almost every town or city that what you just described appears somewhere on some sort of public land, a tribute to soldiers mm-hmm. who have died fighting in wars.
Right. So somebody loved them no matter what they were fighting for. So there was somebody's family.
Yeah. Yeah, except if that's what you were thinking, but it really is something, that's something for us to think about a little bit, because it's easy to be critical. It bothers me when I see the Confederate flag. And does that bother you, Kenny? Or
It does now. When I was growing up, I saw it so frequently.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I didn't really get it. It was just part of the landscape. So,
and I don't even know people that fly it now are doing it because of what it stands for, but more about the unity of the South. Hey, Dougie, can you hang on with us for a second? Because we've got to do a little business again.
Now I've got you going. You can fiddle around with some stuff, and maybe I'll call you back in the next
All right. Off. It's a travelogue with Doug Steffen at 17 past on Good Day.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure. Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 through 45. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
If you're out and about today, make sure you put your eye to the sky, guys, because it's the quadranted meteor shower. It hits today. May not be visible everywhere because it's going to hit during the day, but the peak's at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. Check it out.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the sixth grade, guys. Welcome back. It is Doug Steffens. Good day. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasinelli in for Doug today. He is on the road, but he has been calling in and checking up on us. Have you noticed that? Making sure that we're not going too crazy. Inmates running the asylum is always the problem, but we're doing a little 80s flashback. Now, this is Poison. Bret Michaels. Did you ever listen to him? Those eyes, all that hair, those pants. Oh, boy. Every rose has its thorn. This was number one this week in 1988. I was 10. So I was probably not doing too much that was fun. You guys, this was probably a high school anthem for you, right, Ken?
No. By 1988, I was in the second year of my first radio job.
Oh, wow.
I was music director at a station that would not play this song.
That would not do it. All right. Also number one this week in 1984, Madonna. Who doesn't? When you hear this song, don't you automatically think of Madonna in that white wedding dress crawling all over the place? Gotta love it with those plastic braces.
Like a chipmunk.
A little bit in this one. She kind of does get a little chipmunky. All right, and number three this week. This is where it peaked. At number three in 1985, Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking. Now, I hate to admit this, but it is true confession time here on the Doug Steffens Good Day Show. Don't remember this song at all.
Oh, I love this song. This whole album was wonderful.
I remember Simple Minds, but I must have missed this one. I was still pretty young back then. And then Phil Collins. Another Day in Paradise. This was his very dramatic song. Number one this week in 1989.
Now, this was a song for that station.
This was okay. You had that. You had that rotation.
I had permission to add this song.
All right. So we've been playing a little bit about where were you during the 80s. We're just having a little fun with it. And we've asked you to chime in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, about where you were during the 80s. And what kind of responses are we getting, Kenny?
Gary said he just graduated from Navy boot camp. Chris says that he was in the 82nd Airborne Division, jumping out of perfectly good airplanes and other assorted craziness. However, he was not listening to Physical
by Olivia Newton-John, huh? Yeah. I guess if you're in the military, if you're in the armed services, you might get laughed at maybe for listening to Olivia Newton-John. You need some hardcore music.
Yeah.
Maybe Poison.
Michelle says, I was in seventh grade and I performed in our school's vaudeville show to Physical with three of my friends. Thank you for triggering that wonderful memory.
That is so fun.
That's nice.
I remember when I was, in first grade, it was right around the time that Michael Jackson was really getting popular with the breakdance crowd. It was all about the breakdancing and the movie Breakin' had just come out. And I remember our talent show, you could do whatever you wanted. There was no, like, they wouldn't tell you. It was just you go up there and, you know, you dance away. And there was a girl in my class who went up on stage and tried to do every break dancing move ever. And this poor little first grader, I mean, it was so funny. She was trying to do the worm, and it was more like just a belly flop. It was bad news. But we all thought it was kind of cool. And I remember dancing to Madonna. I think it was Material Girl, because in Catholic school, they kind of frowned upon like a virgin. Did you wear those funny styles, Ken? Did you have leg warmers, or did you wear leather jackets?
I did have a members-only jacket.
A members-only jacket, very fashionable. And I'm sure you had some cool hair, too, probably, because you've got that nice, curly, wavy hair. Did you have a mullet?
Oh, yeah.
Party in the front?
I did not have a...
Party in the back, business in the front.
No, I did not have a mullet.
We need to find pictures of all of us. Roberta, I bet you were a hot little number
back in the days.
We'll have to post those pictures at Facebook.com. All right, 28 past, and good day.
Most of us travel for vacation, but when I travel, I'm there to work. That's because Samantha Brown hosts shows on the Travel Channel, everything from a fox hunt to places more remote.
The south of Chile, you know, right at the Antarctic, hiking volcanoes. I'm in orphanages in Cambodia.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. One recent trip was to AARP's member event in Atlanta.
This is not a group that you can put in a neat box and say this is how they travel.
She's talking about us 50-plussers, and as AARP's new travel ambassador, Sam describes places she loves, including Paris in winter.
I always love off-season travel, what you gain in terms of pricing, affordability, and just accessibility of a local flair is definitely a plus.
Paris in January offers a warm cafe and...
The people of Paris are more relaxed. You have no reason but to stay in that cafe all day.
Read Samantha Brown's travel tips on the links on her website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. There's Roberta Fasinelli. And we're all in for Doug Steffen today. Dougie is driving across country because the weather outside is beautiful. And so Doug says, hey, why not? Let's jump in the car.
Drive.
Exactly. Take a little ride. He's somewhere in eastern Tennessee at the moment and driving to Los Angeles. He's delivering a truck for his son. Such a good daddy. So he'll be calling in maybe with updates from the road. If not, he'll be back full-time with us on Monday. And I don't know if you've heard, guys, there's a little bit of weather, I guess, going on. I don't know. There's something about blizzard. For Ken and I, we're in California.
It's
like 80 degrees here, but I hear there's like some snow falling on the East Coast, Roberta. A few flights are canceled, something like that.
Oh, yeah, just a couple of thousand flights canceled. You know, no big deal. You know, the snowfall amounts in this storm really aren't horribly significant. I mean, you got about 14 inches in Boston. New York have got about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8, depending on where you are. Long Island got about 10 to 12. Rhode Island, they've got about 6 inches in Providence. So it's not, I think, so much the actual snowfall totals, but the widespread storm is the big story, that it affected 22 states. And also the severe cold is unbelievable. I mean, it's only about, I don't know, 10 degrees right now in New York. Areas of Boston, Rhode Island right now, I mean, they're around 2 degrees, 4 degrees. Wind chills are like 29 below zero. When you can hear the winds, you know, and when you go into northern New England, you've got incredible, you know, just regular low temperatures way below zero. And if you look across the upper Midwest, I mean, my goodness, it's, you know, I saw some things 27 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and that's just the regular temperature.
You definitely sweater weather.
Yeah, definitely sweater weather.
And that, you know, second ring of icy cold weather is going to come through the weekend. So be careful if you're traveling out there.
It's cold.
And if you go to Doug Steffen, Tom Parsons from Best Fares had a great travel tip for you. If you are affected by these flight delays, you know, don't, if you haven't started your trip yet.
Show me the money.
Yeah, get your money back now and then just start from scratch and rebook. If you are halfway through, though, if you're trying to get back home from somewhere else, probably best to stay with the airline and then try to reschedule yourself on the flight because it will be tight over the next couple of days. And also tonight, a little reminder, I'm sure all the men out there are looking forward to this one, at the Cotton Bowl tonight, number 13, Oklahoma State faces off against number 9 seeded Missouri, and the Orange Bowl pits Clemson against Ohio State. That's all tonight. You can check it out. And our valiant host is calling in to check in on us again. Dougie, where are you now?
I'm actually finding this very interesting. I don't usually do this, although I don't normally I'm not I don't usually don't not put the I don't want to make this a double negative. I'm usually there.
Yeah.
So listening to comments from the peanut gallery with whom I have been consulting when I'm not talking to you about, you know, how well you're doing and the things that are being talked about. What this presents is an interesting and sort of a refreshing way for people to hear what you, that is you, Kenny, you, Roberta, you, Jennifer, are about without me being there, where you go and how you get there. And I was just listening to Roberta talk about how the weather is affecting her. And there are a lot of people that will be listening to us in these areas where you're, the focus is across the northern part of the country, where the weather at the end of the Dakotas is, like Roberta said, like 27 below, and the wind chill factors are ridiculous. And you get into New England, I was just talking to Meredith, and it's like, I think there's 18, there's a storm surge on the south coast of Massachusetts, and there's 18 inches in Ipswich, 24 inches in Gloucester, and you know, but if you're where I am right now, I'm driving on Interstate 40 in central Tennessee. It's a beautiful sunny day, and temperatures are right around freezing now. They'll get up a little bit warmer. And I'm driving through another beautiful part of our country. I love to drive across this part of the country because there's so many great farms. And there's something that you can wrestle from the experience. I love to drive anyway, and it's a fun thing to be able to, as much as I do back and forth across the country, I just love the feeling of seeing all of this stuff. Having said that, though, as a radio guy, I'm listening around to the local radio stations, some of which carry this program.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which. That's an impersonal pronoun, that's why. It's not some of whom, it's some of which carry this program.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I turned on this one radio station in North Carolina. I will not use the call letters that's carrying this program. And I'm listening to the guy through the news. And he's doing a local newscast, and he leads with the storm in New York. And I'm screaming at the radio, I don't want to know. I don't care about the storm in New York. Tell me that at the end of the newscast. I don't want to hear from ABC or CBS about how bad the storm is. I mean, it's a storm. It's not that. It's not Sandy, for God's sakes. It's a snowstorm. It's wintertime. So, but I just then, the switch flipped in my mind about what goes on now. There is, you know, the fact that there isn't a lot of local news. I just wanted to hear what was going on in that community just for the fun of it. And I listened to that whole newscast, and all I heard was the weather. And this was not a national network newscast. This was a local newscast that Roberta, in her old days at any number of radio stations that she worked at in New York, would have focused on. What she just did is focus on New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people want in terms of at least the news. And maybe I have too much insight.
Well, and for the travel, I mean, you know, for that, in that respect, it does become a local story if you are traveling. But you're right. When you go to local stations, you want to hear, hey, it's going to be sunny here. Forget about those guys in New York City. Did they talk at all, Dougie, about the newest Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson thing? Because I kind of want to get your take on something.
I have not heard a word about, but for the stations that I'm listening to, the programs that I'm listening to, they're all political, and so there are very few stations, I'm sorry, very few programs like ours that would be discussing the Duck Dynasty thing. So what's the latest?
All right, so this is the big deal. I think that we were hosts, and let's see what you think about this. All right, so Phil Robertson came out yesterday, and even amid all of this anti-gay commentary and this suspension, which I'm going to say was kind of a faux suspension, The Robertsons have now announced that they are launching their own line of shotguns, rifles, and pistols. They've gotten together with gunmaker Mossberg, and they're putting out these shotguns and this whole line of artillery, basically, that are camouflaged. They're a pattern. They're a camouflage pattern, and they come with an American flag bandana. And to advertise this, the Robertsons have gone to YouTube and put up these little promotional videos, and Michael has some audio from a couple of them. Why don't you start with the first one, Michael?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they've been endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those are rights that no government can take from you. To live, be free, and pursue happiness. You know what makes me happy, ladies and gentlemen? To blow a Mallard Drake's head smooth off.
You know what?
Yes.
These guys are geniuses.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Done. Well, and then the same thing happens whenever there's, let's say, a controversy. A movie came out. There was something. Amazon and the drones.
Right. The packaging, like that they're going to drone drop the packages before, on your porch.
Just before the Christmas shopping season begins, they come out with a story about drones, and everybody's thinking, oh, all right, Amazon, let's go buy our stuff there. You know, and just sometimes there are people who are just plain smart.
Yep.
And as much as we think we're talking to Hicksville, USA there, those guys, I mean...
They are businessmen.
They've created a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And will people who are duck hunters go now one step further and go find, especially the people who believe what he said about gay rights is right, man, they'll be flocking to these people.
No pun intended, right?
There's a whole line of stuff. Do they have outerwear? Do they sell clothing?
Sell clothing. And, of course, they're so recognizable because they have these beards. They always are dressed in camouflage. I mean, when you say brand, they have created a brand that they actually live. I mean, they're geniuses. People look at them and go, oh, they're just some hairy rednecks. But those beards are moneymakers because people recognize them. But I want to take it a step further here because – I feel like we've been played. I mean, everybody was all up in arms about this whole, you know, gay thing about, you know, GLAAD. I mean, GLAAD played into the hands. I mean, they were chumps. The Duck Dynasty people played GLAAD for chumps. They made these comments, of course, in a timely way. A&E did this faux suspension. And then all of a sudden, in the next week, they're releasing this new line of guns. I mean, we were all dummies. We all fell for it. This was all a big publicity stunt.
How often does that happen? Think about it.
All the time. All these reality shows are hoaxing us.
I want to do, everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people are after me to do a reality show about my life. And a couple of years ago, I don't know, maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, I think I talked about somebody had come to me to try to produce a reality show on the farm because they'd met Edgar and they saw some of the characters that were on the farm and they thought, oh, this would be kind of cool. And then they thought, well, maybe the people are too nice and they're not controversial enough. But, you know, most all of us, or many of us, I don't know if most all of us, but many of us have great stories to tell about what goes on in our life. The CRN story, Jennifer and her dad run CRN Digital. If you go to Google it or if you just go in here and enter CRNdigital.com, you'll see what goes on in that operation. There and what goes on in that operation includes some of the most interesting characters that have been part of radio or television in its history, and they're all really very interesting. You could get a weekly show out of those characters that are there, as I could get a weekly show. I probably have set my mind to, and maybe I got to get my partner and henchman to work on this for me a little bit.
It's interesting because we've actually pitched an idea surrounding my place of work during the day, CRN, for a reality show. And the feedback you got is you have to really take your character to the max. Like, they want to have...
Yeah. Everybody's got to be an extremist. That's
exactly.
Yeah, right.
And that's a tough thing. It's a tough gig, but that's what you have to do if you want to be on reality TV. All right, there's more up ahead with this Duck Dynasty thing. We've got to play the next one for you because I think you'll like this one. It's 46 past here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
Office Max can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
Office Max has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert. According to a recent Bank of America study, 55% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions before May. Building good habits can be hard, but starting with small changes can help. If your resolution is to improve your finances, start by learning steps that can help you in the long run, like a credit card that reinforces good payment habits. Farnoosh Tarabi, personal finance expert.
Learning to be financially responsible is a great New Year's resolution. However, your holiday spending can get in the way of starting the new year off right. If you're applying for a credit card for the holidays, consider a program that promotes good financial habits. With the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, every quarter that you pay more than the monthly minimum and on time each month, you'll automatically receive $25 towards your balance. It's an incentive that'll help you commit to your resolution.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Gary Newman.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
Yes, it is. It's Doug Steffen's Good Day going on now. Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Doug Steffen, who has been joining us all morning long with the Travelogue. And we've been talking about this Duck Dynasty deal. Now, I feel like we have been hoaxed, everyone. I think that we got all upset, all a tizzy about this controversy over Phil Robertson making anti-gay comments and doing this article in GQ. I think it all surrounds the fact that just yesterday, the Duck Dynasty crew announced that they are releasing a new gun line. They've partnered with Mossberg, and they're doing all kinds of things. They're doing shotguns, rifles, pistols. They're all in a camouflage pattern, and they come with a very classy American flag bandana. And we've been playing these little clips that they've been putting up on YouTube. Let's listen to the next one. And then, Ken, you have some information about when these were actually released. And we'll see if we think maybe this is all part of the big publicity stunt for this gun release.
Come home with us. Let's go back to our roots. The Blue Wings are on the move. The Grand Passage has begun. Brush your blinds. Grab your gun. Let's go kill some ducks, boys. Mossberg, built rugged, proudly American, just like us.
That's what makes it for me. The duck at the end is what makes it for me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't hear a gunshot.
This is all very calculated. These started showing up a month ago. One a week before this.
Check it out, DougSteffen.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract.
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays Reveille.
I like this one.
He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He is the boogie-woogie bugle boy. It's the Andrews Sisters. Doug Stevens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Hassler, Roberta Pastelli, Michael Ford here in for Dougie. And this comes from Abbott and Costello movie Buck Privates, which was number one at the box office this week in 1941. Chunker's out today. He is snowed in, but we've got lots of movie news for you. Up next, Mel Gibson, Shia LaBeouf, and a whole lot more. It is just about 54 minutes past the hour.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign Spread the Greatest Feeling on Earth, but also to save money.
All right, movie news time. Chuck Curry, our movie expert, is actually out because he's in Pennsylvania today. It is very snowy. I know his daughter's school was shut down, so he is unable to join us. But we'll carry on without him because today is Mel Gibson's birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday,
excited?
Mel.
He's 58 years old today. I was actually just flipping through the dial last night and saw him in Lethal Weapon. My goodness, he was so cute. I don't know what happened to him. Something. Maybe it was the booze. I don't know. But Robert Downey Jr. knows about getting second chances in Hollywood. He's hoping to use his star power, which he has a lot of, by the way. His Iron Man franchise is gigantic. He wants to help Mel Gibson make a comeback. Radar Online is reporting this week that Robert Downey Jr. is trying to get Mel Gibson cast in the upcoming Avengers sequel. He also wants Jodie Foster in the film as well, because I guess the three of them are all really good friends. He wants to bring Mel and Jodie into the Marvel Universe, preferably in one of the Avengers films. It's been a long-time dream of Robert's to help Mel and Jodie reach similar box office heights like the one he has achieved over the last few years. And it could do it. A vehicle like the Avengers, if he could get them in there, that would be very helpful for them.
Oh, yeah.
Also in the movie news department today, Kenny, Shia LaBeouf. So I always wonder if that's how you say his name. Shia LaBeouf is how Doug calls him, I think. He's still apologizing. If you remember, last month, the Transformers star, he was criticized. He was plagiarizing Daniel Clowes' graphic novel, Justin M. Damiano, for his short film, Howard Cantor. After issuing several apologies on Twitter, he decided that just wasn't enough. He found a more unique way to say sorry. On New Year's Day, he commissioned a skywriter to write, "I am sorry, Daniel Clowes," over the Los Angeles area. And then he tweeted a photo of all of it. Of course, Daniel missed the message because, oh, he lives in San Francisco. So maybe next time might want to write in the sky, over the sky where the guy actually lives. And Kate Winslet just had a baby. She started acting at a really young age, and she has spoken out. She's a little bit worried about Miley Cyrus. She said, quote, "You hear horror stories where you think, God, who's looking after those people, and why does it seem like they're losing their way?" She told Psychology's magazine, "I mean, you think about someone like Miley Cyrus, and I said to my daughter the other day, I'm this close to opening my mouth about what's going on with that girl, who's actually saying, stop for a second, what do you want, who are you?" She's blaming social media for Miley Cyrus's recent bad behavior because she said it's a sign of the times. These young actresses are, you know, they have the whole world at their fingertips. So Kate Winslet watching out for Miley Cyrus. Good for her. It is 59 past on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.